理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. We're glad that you can join us today as we take a look at the life of John Woo.
That's right. All you moviegoers, those who love action movies, today it's going to be very special because we're going to talk about a great movie maker.
Okay, we're on page 10. We hope you'll join us today as we begin our profile lesson on John Woo, from humble beginnings to big-time film director. Join us.
John Woo. Movie fans in both the East and West recognize John Woo's name. After all, Woo has directed not only big-name Hollywood movies, but also popular Hong Kong action films. Many consider him to be one of Asia's best filmmakers. Yet John Woo has come a long way from where he started. Woo was born in Guangzhou, China, 1946. His family immigrated to Hong Kong when he was five. Life there became difficult after Woo's father came down with tuberculosis and couldn't work.
Well, as we begin here, we take a look at the title or the deck there. It says, From Humble Beginnings to Big-Time Film Director. So we're getting the idea of where he got started, or we'll be covering from where he got started, his early days, to where he is today.
Right. Now, when we say humble, we usually think about a person who's modest, not proud. But when we talk about humble beginnings, we're talking about low rank, low position, not very high, not a high class of a position. So, in other words, John Woo started out with a very low, low position.
Okay, we might say even in society, right, or a social status. So his beginnings were very humble. We know he grew up in poverty, so that gives us this idea. Sometimes we talk about our home being a humble abode. It just means a place that's quite humble. It's not very fancy. We're not very wealthy, perhaps.
Right. And then when we say big time, it's a very informal way of describing something being very important. Normally, we might just say very important, very popular, very famous. But when we say big time, it's just a very casual way of describing something being famous.
Very famous. Big time actors, right? Okay, well, he's a big time film director these days, and everybody seems to know him. Well, it says movie fans in both the East and West recognize John Woo's name. So when you say that name, people in both the East and the West say, oh, I know who he is. He's a big time movie director.
That's right. People all over the world know who John Woo is. And as we see in the next sentence, after all, Woo has directed not only big-name Hollywood movies, but also popular Hong Kong action films. In other words, he's famous for his work in Hollywood as well as back in Hong Kong.
Right. So after all, it's just reasonable people would know his name because of all that he's done. So he has directed these big name Hollywood movies. Notice the sentence structure. He has directed not only big name Hollywood movies, but also popular Hong Kong action films. Whenever you say not only, a but will follow later on, right?
Right. And it usually just means there's a wide range, a good variety or a good amount of things. And, in fact, not only has he done so much, people have considered him, as we see in the next sentence, they consider him to be one of Asia's best filmmaker. Now, a filmmaker would be somebody who either directs or produces films.
That's right. So he has done both. He is a filmmaker, and he has made films in Hong Kong, as we learned here, but now also in Hollywood. And we're finding more and more of this happening, aren't we? We're seeing Asian directors, Asian actors and actresses now going to Hollywood.
Right. And so all these people are becoming very successful. And in a way, John Woo is the guy who kind of got all this started in a way. But it didn't just happen overnight. As we see in the last sentence in the paragraph, we see John Woo has come a long way from where he started. But notice the sentence begins with the word yet.
That's true, because we know he had those humble beginnings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he struggled a little bit. He did become famous, but it took a while. Yet John Woo has come a long way from where he started. Come a long way. Whenever we use that expression, to come a long way, it just means we've made a lot of progress with something. You can talk about that with a physical condition. If you were very ill and you improved, you've come a long way. Or maybe in your exercise or something like that, or in your job.
That's right. So sometimes it's measured by the amount of changes that have occurred. Or sometimes it's measured by the amount of time it needed or it took in order to get to where you are today.
But it's not talking here about a distance, necessarily
right.
A distance. He's come a long way, yes, because he lived in Asia and then he moved to Hollywood. So in that way, yes, he traveled this distance. But that's not what it's referring to here. It's just talking about the progress that he's made, the success that he's had.
Right. So where did all this begin? Well, let's look at the next paragraph. It all started with him being born in Guangzhou, China in 1946. So he was born in Guangzhou, China, but he didn't stay there very long. Because as we see in the next sentence, his family immigrated to Hong Kong when he was 5.
Okay, so when someone immigrates, we've learned this before, they simply move to another country and settle there permanently and become, that's their home after that.
Right, and remember, back then Hong Kong belonged to Great Britain, and so we could use the word immigrate because it belonged to somebody else. It's almost like a different country. So they started a new life there.
Okay, and that was when he was 5 years old, as we see here. And it says, life there became difficult after Wu's father came down with tuberculosis and couldn't work. Now, often people depend on the father to earn the living for the family, and if a father is sick or dies, we know that that can be very difficult on any family. And this was the case for John's family.
Right. Now, to come down with something means to become ill with something. You might think, well, it sounds like you're coming down the stairs with something, but it's an expression that we use. It's an idiomatic expression, in fact, which just means you are sick with something.
Right. You can come down with the flu. You can come down with a virus, those types of things. Let's review that right now in this conversation.
Hi, thanks for coming over.
Are you okay? You don't look very well.
I think I've come down with something.
Oh, that's too bad. Maybe you've come down with a cold. Is there anything I can do for you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'll see you later.
Where are you going? You just got here.
I know, but I don't want to come down with a cold, too.
Okay, so to come down with something means to catch something, like a flu or a virus of some kind. Well, we find out here that Wu's father came down with tuberculosis, and then he couldn't work, so he wasn't able to earn a living for the family.
Right. Now, tuberculosis is a serious infectious disease, or a serious disease that affects the lungs. And it's such a long name, so some people just call it TB.
That's right. Well, we're going to learn more about John Woo and his family, his humble beginnings, as well as his success. So don't go away.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. Our lesson today mentions that movie fans in both the East and the West recognize John Woo's name.
Now, I have a question about the East and the West, Rachel. Why are those words capitalized?
If you're talking about a specific location, then you need to capitalize North, South, East, and West. But don't capitalize them if they are directions. For example, if I say, I live east of Taipei, I wouldn't capitalize east in that sentence.
Okay, so which countries are in the east and which are in the west?
Generally speaking, the west refers to Canada, the United States, and most European countries. The east refers to the Middle East, many African countries, and all of Asia.
东南西北如果纯粹指方向的话是不需要大写的。可是在今天的课文当中我们看到 the east 跟 the west 不但大写而且前面呢还加了定冠词 the。这就表示是东方国家与西方国家。所以 the west 指的一般就是欧美国家，有时候是包含了澳洲纽西兰。the east 东方呢有时候是指中东或者南亚、东南亚，甚至于整个亚洲都可以是 the East. Now, our author also says that John Woo has come a long way from where he started. So, where did he come from?
Oh, to come a long way is just an expression that we use when we want to show that someone has made a lot of progress.
Oh, I get it. So, I could say that you've come a long way in your understanding of Chinese.
Well, thanks, Ken. I do think I've come a long way.
来看这个片语哦 ,come a long way, 字面上是走了很长一段路，也就是指经过了千辛万苦以后呢有了成就的意思。在美国有一个给女性的香烟广告，上面就写着 You've come a long way, baby. 那意思就是说经过了这么多年，女性总算可以自由的吸烟了。
And now let's take a break. Stay with us, students, because Studio Classroom will be right back.
When people move to a different country, we use the word immigrate. What word is used when animals move to a different location? When people move to a different country, we use the word immigrate. What word is used when animals move to a different location? Migrate. Remember, people immigrate.But animals migrate. If you can remember it, that's great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It's time for us to continue our look at John Woo. Now, we found out that he grew up in humble beginnings, which simply means that he didn't have a lot and maybe life was hard for him. We do know that his father grew sick.With tuberculosis and couldn't work.
That's right. But we also know that John Woo has now become a very, very famous filmmaker, a big time film director as we see here. And we're going to find out in a moment how it all happened.
That's right. Join us on page 10 and line 13 as we continue.
John Woo.John Woo grew up in the slums of Hong Kong. He witnessed a lot of crime and violence in his neighborhood. To escape his surroundings, he often went to the movie theater. Musicals like The Wizard of Oz really inspired him. They reminded him that life wasn't just violence and despair. It could be beautiful and happy as well.But Woo would still face difficult times. When Woo was just 16, his father died. Because of this, the young man had to leave school and find a job.
Well, students, we do see here that John Woo grew up in the slums of Hong Kong. And often when we think about the slums, we do think about the inner city, the urban area where there's a lot of poverty and the housing is poor. And also it's just a dirty place.
That's right. And notice this word slums, it's often used in plural form. We don't say a slum. It's just always slums. Now, in the slums of Hong Kong, John Woo witnessed a lot of crime and violence in his own neighborhood. And to witness something means to see or observe with your own eyes.
That's right. Sometimes we talk about a witness to a crime. They just see the crime. They see it actually happen. We do see here he witnessed a lot of crime and violence in his neighborhood. Now, this is often the case in the slums, in the urban areas where kids are... underprivileged, maybe they don't have a lot of money. Often this is the area where a lot of crime and violence takes place.
Right, and it's not a very healthy environment for children to grow up in. And for John Woo's situation, he needed to get a little escape or get some time to be away from all that. And so as we see in the next sentence, to escape his surroundings, or basically the environment of all that crime, he often went to the movie theaters.
I think that's interesting because he didn't escape it completely. Mm-hmm. He still lived there. He had to go home. But when he could, he would try to get out of the neighborhood. And we can see it was obvious that he didn't get involved in the crime and violence because he didn't like that. He wanted something else. He wanted to escape it. So he went to the movie theaters, and it was there that he began to have different ideas about the world. It says here musicals like The Wizard of Oz really inspired him.
Right, and to be inspired music, to give you fresh ideas, to give you new ideas, possibly to give you a sense of hope or maybe an idea or creativity of some sort. And I find that to be very interesting because he later became a film director.
What I think is interesting here is it's true, I think, for a lot of people that movies or books, things like this, can become an escape to us. Mm-hmm. Because so often the world we live in is not ideal, it's not perfect, and movies can take us to another place. And I think especially a movie like The Wizard of Oz, it's kind of magical, it's special. You know, there's hope there, but in his neighborhood, there wasn't much hope.
That's right. But he was able to be, I guess, encouraged by these musicals. And then in the next sentence, in line 17, these musicals reminded him that life wasn't just violence and despair. In other words, life actually has a lot more hope to it.
Right. That's exactly the point. I think that we can see here that these movies helped him to realize that there was more to life out there. He wasn't stuck in his surroundings. He wasn't stuck in this environment. Maybe he could get out. Maybe there was some hope. Because this idea of despair means kind of a hopelessness.
Right. And oftentimes for people living in slums, some of them develop this mentality that this is it. Mm-hmm. They can never improve their living situation. They will always be trapped in this awful environment. But for John Woo, by watching these movies, these musicals, they gave him a sense of hope.
Right. But for many people, they are filled with despair. They simply feel there's no hope. There's a lack of hope. They think that they're going to be stuck in that environment for the rest of their lives. Well, it says here, after seeing these things, he realized there was more, and it could be beautiful and happy. The life or the world around him could be beautiful and happy.
It's very important for a young man or even a teenager to be able to develop that sense because it could determine the kind of direction they want to take in their life. And I really believe all this gave him a positive sense.
I think so. Well, notice it says Wu would still face difficult times, even though he began to realize that the world maybe was or could be, I should say, a happy place. Still, he would face tough times in his life.
That's right. And one of them, in the next sentence, when Wu was just 16, his father died. And that's just a major blow. It's a very unfortunate thing.
Right, especially when a young man is 16. I think that's really, really tough. It's tough any time, but here he is, 16. He's not finished with school. He has probably his own dreams, a lot of things on his mind that he would like to do. And now we find out because his father died at this age, he had to become the man of the house. He had to take on responsibilities that many 16-year-olds don't have to.
Right. As we see in the last sentence in the paragraph, because of this, because of his father's death, the young man had to leave school and find a job.
Okay, so first of all, he had to leave school. He could no longer continue with his education. He had to leave so that he could find a job and support the family. So that's a big responsibility for a 16-year-old boy.
Right, but it didn't just end right there. He had big dreams, as we're going to find out later.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of times when we look at the lives of people that become very successful, they started out with these humble beginnings, or their lives were very tough. They had to work hard. But I think often those things, those elements, make them successful because they're determined to overcome the obstacles. Well, students, it's time for us to review our lesson. Join us.
嗨，大家好， 我是Michelle。 这篇文章 第一个重点， 我们看 come down with something 这个动词片语。 Come down with something 是指得到某种疾病， 例如 she came down with pneumonia and was hospitalized for 10 days， 他罹患肺炎而且住院住了十天。继续我们看的是 tuberculosis 这个名词，注意它的发音， T 后面的 U 是发 E 的音，而 C 后面的 U 是发 U 的音，所以念成 tuberculosis。 tuberculosis 是指肺结核，大多简称为大写的 TB。 下面我们一起看的是 witness 这个动词， witness 是指亲眼看见某件事情，例如 Carl witnessed the accident and identified the driver。 Carl 亲眼看见这场车祸，并且指认出肇事的驾驶。 Witness 也可以当名词，意思就是目击者或证人。例如 The police will protect the witnesses until the trial is over。 审讯结束以前，警方都会保护目击证人的安全。最后我们看的是 despair 这个名词。Despair 是指绝望或者是无望的感受，例如 His cruelty drove me to despair， 他的残酷让我感到彻底的绝望，或者是 The tragedy filled her with despair， 这场意外让他完全的绝望。 Despair 也指令人绝望的人事物，例如 He's his mother's despair， 他使他的母亲失望透顶。 Don't despair, your English will improve. Goodbye and take care.
Immigrate. Les and his family immigrated to America 30 years ago. They now live in New York. Come down with something. John came down with a cold, so he decided to stay in bed and rest. Tuberculosis. Dad coughs a lot and his chest hurts. I hope he doesn't have tuberculosis. Slum. I saw a lot of poor people living in bad conditions in the city's slums. Witness. The police are hoping that someone who witnessed the crime will report what happened. Despair. Many poor people in the city live a life of despair. They feel there is no hope for them. John Woo. Movie fans in both the East and West recognize John Woo's name. After all, Woo has directed not only big-name Hollywood movies, but also popular Hong Kong action films. Many consider him to be one of Asia's best filmmakers. Yet John Woo has come a long way from where he started. Woo was born in Guangzhou, China, in 1946. His family immigrated to Hong Kong when he was 5. Life there became difficult after Woo's father came down with tuberculosis and couldn't work. John Woo grew up in the slums of Hong Kong. He witnessed a lot of crime and violence in his neighborhood. To escape his surroundings, he often went to the movie theater. Musicals like The Wizard of Oz really inspired him. They reminded him that life wasn't just violence and despair. It could be beautiful and happy as well. But Woo would still face difficult times. When Woo was just 16, his father died. Because of this, the young man had to leave school and find a job.
So Liz, have you seen any of John Woo's films?
Yes, I have. And I think one of my favorite ones would be Wind Talkers. What about you, Vicky?
Well, I didn't see that, but I did see Face Off. I thought it was very, very cleverly done.
Yes, I agree.
Actually, there was a lot of violence, which I didn't like, but I did think the movie was very well done. There is a list here on page 11, students, of some of his films. Perhaps you've seen some of them. And I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more of John Woo's films in the future. So we'll be watching, and we'll be learning more about him next time. So we hope you'll join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.